Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe, and Friday's practice is inside the bubble today. It's a rainy day in Foxborough. Let's get right to it. Everyone's here today for practice.
Yeah, looks like perfect attendance. You're right, a rainy and windy one outside, so they'll get their work done in here. But yeah, Rob Gronkowski has been here all week. Mike Rivera making a return, missed Wednesday and Thursday with an ankle injury and actually started the game on Sunday. So certainly for depth reasons, he's important to be there at linebacker. And Tom Brady, two straight days out here. So they're all accounted for. Still only 52 players on the roster. Right. Jermaine Cunningham not yet eligible, but they haven't, you know, they've gone with 52 guys for about a week and a half now, which is interesting, but we'll see if they make any move before Sunday.
Well, we know this weekend they're going to take on Jacksonville, who are 2-12. Do you see this being a game where the coaches might use the roster a little bit differently? Maybe some guys maybe not getting as many snaps as usual.
I think these next 2 weeks, that is an interesting element for it because nothing is secured as far as what spot they're going to be in the playoffs, but there's a good chance they're playing wild card weekend. I think limiting some of the snaps, they've got 18, 19 guys on the injury report. Even though everyone's here, a lot of guys are banged up offensively between Gronkowski. We don't know what role he'll play, but Wes Welker, Aaron Hernandez, offensive line, Logan Mankins and guys like that on defense. Brandon Spikes, even guys who aren't hurt, but like Will Fork Mayo, who plays so many snaps.
Right.
We might see them limit the snaps a little bit. But, you know, we've seen Bill Belichick and the coaching staff operate in a lot of different ways in situations like this. I think more next week. We'll see how this weekend plays out in the NFL, but I think we could see some of that.
This would be the game to do that for sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, they still have a lot to play for, so you're not going to, you know, you're going to try to win the game,
right?
But we might see a little bit. I don't think anyone's going to be sitting out the game this week.
Right.
Might see some diminished snaps.
Well, Coach Belichick's talked all week about how explosive the Jacksonville Jaguars offense is, so we'll see what they can do against the Patriots on Sunday.
They've got a few explosive players, but I don't think the stats lie too much in this particular case. I think they've been competitive in a lot of games, but I think they've earned their 2-12. Some individual talent that they have to be careful of, but the Jags are not very good this year.
Right. Well, as we know, it's football, so anything can happen.
You're right.
But that's going to wrap it up inside the bubble on Friday afternoon. That'll do it for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.